Welcome to On the House, a podcast focusing on home ownership and the home buying process.
On the House is brought to you by the Texas State Affordable Housing Corporation, otherwise known as TSHAC, a nonprofit that provides down payment assistance to help make home buying easier and more affordable. I'm Shania Levesque.
And I'm Sarah Eleanor.
And I'm Frank Duplessis.
And together,
we make up the home ownership team at TSHAC and your host for the On the House podcast.
Hello, and welcome to our second episode of On the House. This segment is focused on homebuyer education and learning how much you can afford, which are some of the first and most important steps of the home buying process. I'm Sarah Eleanor, TSHAC Senior Manager for Homeownership Programs, and your host for today's segment. So joining us today is an industry expert, Frankie Bonilla. Frankie is a TSHAC participating lender and a member of our Lender Advisory Council. Frankie is a bilingual senior producing manager at Supreme Lending and has been recognized as one of the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals, top 13 Hispanic mortgage professionals for the past 4 years. With 16 years of mortgage experience and over 300 residential mortgage loans closed each year, he is well respected not only for his track record, but for his relentless pursuit of innovation in the industry. So thank you, Frankie, for being with us today.
Thank you. It's an honor joining you guys.
You have quite the track record, so we appreciate you sharing the knowledge that you have with our listeners. And we know that the homeownership process includes a lot of steps. And, you know, so we want to focus a little bit on the first two crucial steps, which is homebuyer education and then also kind of learning what you can afford. So you're here to give us an overview of the homeownership process so we can kind of give an idea of what to expect, as well as going into more detail on those first two steps, like I mentioned. But before I hand it off to Frankie, I do want to let listeners know that every step of the process that Frankie will mention will have its own episode in this podcast. So if you find yourself wanting more detail on a certain topic that Frankie mentions, then you can certainly look for that episode on this channel. So with all that said, Frankie, why don't you take it away and give folks kind of an overview of the home buying process?
Yes, I'd be more than glad, Sarah. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on the call today. So I would say the first and most important step is to be educated. Okay, so we're going to dive into that in a little bit. Okay, the second thing, Sarah, that I will recommend is get pre-qualified, pre-approved. Work with the lender that would follow your budget closely. That's one of the most important things, so that way you know how much you qualify for. Once you get pre-qualified, you can start shopping around. This is when you want a real estate agent with you. Keep in mind factors as the commute, school, location, numbers of bedrooms, and et cetera. Once you and your realtor find a home you love, you would like to make an offer. The realtor will write an offer that is called purchase contract.
If you, I just want to, if you don't mind, interject on that one.
Yeah.
So again, all of these topics that Frankie's talking about will have their own episode. And this one in particular is called shopping for a home. So if you're wanting to know a little bit more about how a realtor can help you do that, and how you make an offer, you can look for the shopping for a home episode. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. The next step, Sarah, is you making an offer. You made an offer. Okay, now you're going to schedule. Once you made an offer, you're going to schedule inspections. Okay. Next, after that, you will apply for an official loan with your lender and get a final approval. After that, Sarah, you're going to get a homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance will be required, and you will purchase the homeowners before closing, okay? Which your lender can help you with that as well if you need help. Finally, you close on your house, and you do the happy dance.
Yes, definitely the happy dance. So thank you for that overview. That was mainly just to let you know what all will be covered in this series of podcast episodes. So If a topic interested you, again, look for that episode in this series. We know that buying a home is definitely one of the biggest investments that most of us will make in our lifetime. And, you know, it's my assumption that everybody that's going on this journey for the first time will want to be as educated as possible about what they are about to invest in, given that it is, you know, a very large investment. So why is it important to get educated, Frankie? And where would a potential buyer go in order to get educated on the home buyer?
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So it's important to get to learn the process, okay, and what to expect. It's really important, especially what to expect, because you got to be ready, because they're going to ask you with a lot of documents that sometimes is stressful. Local nonprofit that provide classes in person to get to know the process, and you can also go to www.texasfinancialtoolbox.com to help you find one of these classes, one of the non-local profits near your area and or where you buying. Online option, that's another option. Online options are available. Any lender can help you to find those closely. Okay. So the other thing, it's sometimes even in the city which you're purchasing, sometimes they do offer first-time home buyers workshop. You can maybe just go online and just see who has who's offering a first-time home buyer class in your area, and that's really, really something that you need to start with. That way, you know, and you get familiar with the process.
So I can highly recommend that the home buyer education class. Will cover a lot of material. Typically, the classes will last between 6 and 8 hours, even the online versions. And there's just a lot of material to cover. They're going to teach you, really, like you said, starting with, are you even ready to buy a home? What does homeownership entail? You know, what kind of finances do I need to have? What kind of credit score do I need to have? What kind of payment am I comfortable with? What does a lender look for? And then it will also go all the way to, you know, the closing process and what you can expect on that. But it does also touch on post-purchase items as well. So how to maintain your home after you purchase. So there's just a lot of really beneficial information in those classes. And I kind of laugh when I talk about them because, you know, I talk with people every day that want to use TSHAC's down payment assistance programs and mortgage credit certificate programs. And we require someone to take a home buyer education class prior to closing on their home when using our program. People do tend to drag their feet just because they don't want to go sit in a classroom for 8 hours. Right. But then I talk to them after they close and they're so, so thankful that they took the class because they learned so much and they felt more empowered. They knew, you know, what to expect as far as the kind of communication they could expect from their lender. You know, they can potentially spot red flags when need be. So the class is very recommended, highly recommended.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, Frankie, that it's going to cover, you know, are you ready to buy a home? What are some of the major factors to consider when you're making the decision to buy?
Okay. So Sarah, look, it's a benefit, right? You build wealth, investment. You're building equity for the future. It's like a savings account. This is one of the biggest benefits. You know, call it your own. It's your own house. You know, it's your own property. You know, a stable environment, you know, so you don't have to be thinking about moving, or I have to move, or I only have a contract, I only have a lease for, you know, a year and a half, 6 months. You know, it's a stable environment, and you know, you call it once you go in, once you purchase, it's your own. You know, do what you want on it. Do what you want on the property, on your investment. You know, if you want to paint the cabinets red, you can do that. You know, because it's your own. You know, once if you're renting or if you're paying rent, you gotta ask for permission to do that. You're not allow. Sometimes they don't even allow it to do anything on the property. You know, upgrades is gonna give you value. You know, if you going into the house and then you know you save and you decide to put a pool in the house or you decide to put a beautiful deck for your family, that will give you a value. It will give you more equity. And once you're ready to buy or to sell, you know, this is going to be easier for you to sell and get the rewards of that investment that you have made, you know, and that investment, you can move that investment to another property, maybe a little bit bigger property, maybe a different area, maybe a school district, maybe your family is growing. This is the benefit to that.
And what are some of the responsibilities, you know, on the flip side of home ownership that maybe wouldn't necessarily be a responsibility if someone were a renter?
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, Sarah. That is a great, great point, because it's ongoing maintenance, right? So it's easier, it's different when you're renting, you call that management company or you call the landlord to, hey, come and fix something, right? So they're going to come and fix it. But now it's your home, it's your property. So you have to do it. You have to be ready for that. What I recommend to you is, you know, to whenever you buy, you know, with the great help with T-Shack, it help you with the down payment. So that will help you to keep money in your pocket, okay? Because you will need the reserve in your bank account, and it will be good to do that, you know? So, you know, down payment, because you got to pay for insurance every year. You got to pay for insurance. Taxes will go up too as well. So I'm going to maintenance, taxes, insurance, you know, property is going to go up. Taxes will go up. Maybe your payment is going to go up a little bit, you know, but you have to be ready for that. It's not, it cannot go up. There is a percentage that is going to go up every year on your taxes. So it's nothing that is going to be crazy or scary, but you can always dispute your taxes, and you can always shop around for insurance. But yes, it's a scary commitment, Sarah. It is a scary commitment, but I tell you this, success is not easy, and it doesn't come with a scary thinking or a scary thought. But once you go over that, and once you, you know, pull the trigger, and you will realize that it's the best thing you guys ever have or ever done for your family.
Hey, thank you, Frankie, and thanks for all the shout outs.
You guys are great. The programs that you guys got going on, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, these are, you know, to award or the heroes. You know, I love you guys' hero program. And I know it's not a commercial, but it's just, you know, it's amazing how people think that you need a lot of money to buy a house. And that's what we hear. You know, it's just, you don't. You just need to get educated where, you know, nonprofit organizations like you guys are here to help.
Thank you so much, Frankie. I appreciate that. And yeah, you know, that's another thing that you might learn in the home buyer education class, just to kind of wrap it all up on that topic, is that, you know, there are other down payment assistance programs sometimes offered by your city that you might learn about in the class. So, you know, getting educated about the process is definitely one thing, but you might even learn about some benefits that are available to you that you weren't even aware of. So exactly. Kind of moving into the next topic that I want us to cover in this episode is, if somebody decides that they want to move forward with buying, what can you give us just a brief overview of what a lender looks for when determining if someone qualifies for a mortgage? And then, you know, what is included in their payment?
Yeah, sure. So, okay. So ratios, this is really important to talk about, and it's a great subject, Sarah, because ratios mean front-end ratios and debt-to-income ratios. You know, your lender, your loan officer is going to explain that a little bit more, but your ratios, it's really critical to determine how much you qualify for, because if you have too much debt, then you probably won't be able to qualify, you know. So the ratios include your income, your capital, any of your auto loans, any of your credit cards, student loans, the new house payment, and then anything that is report to the credit bureau, okay? So lenders, we only see what's reported to the credit report. Okay. All credit debt, we only include that. It doesn't include any, utilities like childcare, gas, groceries, you know, car insurance. So
Frankie, do you mind if I just kind of put a little bit of 2 cents into that one?
Yeah.
And, so Frankie was mentioning that, you know, the lender is going to consider your ratios. How much income are you bringing in compared to how much money is going out to cover your debts? But the lender, again, is only considering the credit report debt, like he said. And so
right.
This is where it's very important for you to know your own budget, because because the lender is only considering what's on your credit report and they're not necessarily considering utilities, gas, groceries, car insurance, cell phone, you need to consider that. And so the lender is likely going to qualify you for a little bit larger of a loan amount or a little bit larger of a payment because they're only seeing a smaller picture of the big picture. And so you need to know, you know, this is the max payment that I feel comfortable making. And that's something that you can tell your lender. You know, that's kind of what Frankie mentioned in the very beginning, is working with your lender when you're getting pre-qualified, making sure that they know your budget. And so you can tell them, hey, this is the max house payment that I feel comfortable making. And then they can kind of back into that number for you.
Right now, there's two things to be able to qualify for a loan. There's two basic things, which is income, which is your debt to income, and your credit. So credit, we need to be able to do a down payment assistance. We need a 620 FICO score. On credit, we're going to see, we're going to review what is your history, what are you paying per month, what any collections that you might have, any student loans, any derogatory accounts. Sometimes, you know, we get a lot of calls or we get families the calls that are not ready with credit yet, Sarah. So what we do, we help them. We teach them where, and your lender can do that. Your lender can teach you where you at and how you can get to the point where you can buy. That's what we here for. You know, so I would suggest to look for a professional instead of you, you know, telling yourself, oh, it's not ready yet. You might be ready. You might be ready in a month. You might be ready in 15 days. You might be ready. But this is where you guys need to stay, take the step and be able to know where you guys are. So anything else you want to touch on that, Sarah?
I think you covered it. I think I might add, if you don't mind, that, you know, lenders are great with helping people that are not quite ready with determining a plan to kind of get their credit to where it needs to be. But if they really need a lot of work, I would just encourage folks to find one of those local nonprofits that also offers home buyer education. So again, the TexasFinancialToolbox.com is a great resource, and they typically will have housing counselors on staff that provide you credit counseling services, if you will, and typically for no charge. You know, they'll kind of help you look at your credit. They'll help you with some tools and tricks of the trade to get your credit score up. If you're, you know, really far away from where you need to be, then I would just caution listeners to some of those easy credit overnight fixes that you hear about on the radio that require you to pay a lot of money for them to fix your credit. Because most of the credit issues that you might have are typically things that you can fix yourself.
Exactly.
And so the counselors will be able to give you the tools that you might need, and lenders as well. So that's all I wanted to add in on that. But I think you covered everything else, Frankie.
Okay.
The next thing I wanted to provide more detail on is the home buyer, I guess, team or the team that a home buyer will work with, the key players, you know, that they're going to work with along the way, because there are a lot of them. There are a lot of people involved in this. Could you just briefly mention kind of who those people are and what they do?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So the main player. The main team player is going to be the home buyer. Okay. The next person that is going to be the lender. Lenders are your team. You know, we are your team. You know, so we are your team player. So we're going to show you what we do and what we have to do. And again, you're going to provide us a lot of documents. We're going to let you know how much you qualify for, what the payment is going to be. We're going to go into details of the down payment, closing costs, you know, your debt to income again. And you're going to keep hearing it, you know, same thing all the time through the whole 30 days process. You're going to keep hearing us like, you know, a payment. You're going to keep signing a lot of documents and things like that. So That's what the lenders, are going to do, which is, you know, us. And then realtor, you know, once you get educated, once you get pre-approval, then you're going to, we're going to give you a pre-approval letter that you can go and shop around or look for, start searching for a house to find the dream house. And then the realtor is going to help you about, you know, searching for the area, searching for the perfect house for you guys. The realtor is going to negotiate for you, negotiate with the sellers, negotiate for any closing costs, negotiate for any repairs. So the realtor is going to take you from putting the initial contract to doing inspections, to recommending maybe if you need help with an inspector and things like that, you know, they can do that as well, to, you know, negotiating any repairs, like I said again, and things like that. So that's going to be the real estate agent, which is going to be involved on your transaction. And then real estate agents, you know, Tishak has a list of approved agents as well too, that can help you and are familiar with the down payment assistance programs. So then after that, once you find a house, like I was saying, is a home inspection, home inspector, professional home inspector. So the home inspector is going to check AC units. They're going to check the bigger and most expensive items in the house, like maybe the roof, maybe the AC, the heater, maybe the all the appliances, maybe the structure of the house. Make sure that if you see signs, any signs of foundation or things like that, something bigger, that person is going to help you with that. Then after that, Sarah, it's a home warranty, it's a home warranty. What is a home warranty? And you want to, you know, shop around and maybe get your real estate agent to negotiate for the home warranty. And the reason why is because if you go into the house and let's say I just got a case right now, Sarah, that the client moving into the house, and then we got a couple of some rain here in Houston, so the roof start leaking. So this buyer, you know, got the home warranty, and now the home warranty is gonna go and do the repairs. So if something is an insurance for you guys to rely on, you know, if something happened with the house. So if then homeowner's insurance agent. So that's the other person, the homeowner's insurance. You will have to have homeowner's insurance on the property all the time. So you're going to have to get in a homeowner's insurance, and we can help you with that too as well. We always like to for you to talk to the homeowner's insurance directly so they can show you, or they can tell you what is covered, what is going to be covering you, and what you need to do in case of any emergencies. So then we have title company. So the title company, what title company is going to do, Sarah, is going to make sure that the house title, it's clean. The title company is a third party that is going to search to make sure all the title work or all the property, it's clean before the new homeownership, before you get into the house. So the title company, that's what they're going to make sure, that you're getting a house that it's not going to be any problem, or it's not going to have any problem after you close. Also, Sarah, if the title company, what they do too, they give you a title insurance. So what that is like, let's say they miss something, and then something comes out after the fact that you close title, or let's say something comes out on title. Title will help you with the anything that comes out to the title, anything, it's going to help. They're going to help you to fix it after you close. So that's what they are there for as well. And that's what the title insurance is for. So the title company also is going to, we're going to close at a title company. So once everything is done, everybody has done their job, we're going to go to the title company, and we're gonna close the title company. It's gonna explain everything to the buyer again, make sure that everything makes sense, make sure that they have no questions, and make sure that it's what they are getting, what they agree. So those are the main team players in that process, Sarah. So I don't know if you wanna
that's
talk
perfect.
About anybody in specific.
Yeah, that's perfect. So, I mean, as you can see, there's a lot of key players in the game, if you will, in the home buying game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of these things that he mentioned, home warranty, homeowner's insurance, title insurance, home inspections, Those are all really covered in more detail in later episodes. So if you're wondering, you know, how do you even determine what kind of homeowner's insurance you need? Do you need flood insurance, et cetera? All those things are covered a little bit later. So thank you for just giving them kind of an overview of what to look forward to in the series, sure. but also just kind of an overview of what who's involved in the process. So we're kind of starting to, we're getting ready to wrap up, but I wanted to ask you one more thing before we do that. And that is, you know, what if someone determines that they're not quite ready to buy? Maybe they have, you know, some credit obstacles that they need to overcome, or maybe they need to save a little bit more money for the down payment closing costs. What do you recommend that they do?
Okay, so again, Sarah, you know, use the TexasFinancialToolbox.com to help find an organization in your area that will provide home buyer education. Many times, they have housing counselors on staff that will be able to provide credit counseling service for free. And counselors can help you, you know, stay through the whole process and bounce ideas, questions, loan documents, sometimes because, we understand what we talked about, but like I tell my team as well, hey, you guys, we do this every day, but the client or the family, they don't. So, you know, have a counselor in hand, it will make things easier for you guys because it could be the process, it could be a stressful. But having a third party person, that would be really helpful to do that and explain that again to you.
I think that's perfect. You know, I think that we've given people, our commercial on getting educated about the process. I don't know how many more times we can say that, but I think it's so important. And if you have, I liked what you said about, you know, having a counselor be with them through the whole process, because sometimes as a first time homebuyer, it is stressful. Because you just, it's the fear of the unknown. You don't know exactly what to expect. And if you had that neutral third party there with you, you could always call them and run things by them. You know, hey, they're asking for these documents again. And this is the third time. Is this okay? Is this normal? And they can tell you, mm-hmm. yeah, no worries. You know, it's part of their, you know, what do I want to say? It's part of their check and recheck process that they have to do, which is normal, you know? And exactly. So I think that I liked what you said about that. So thank you. And I think that that really covers really all that we wanted to cover today, in this episode. So Frankie, you're awesome. Thank you so much for providing all of this knowledge to the listeners. And I guess that's it for today, but we hope that you'll tune in next time when we interview Stacy Lynn Shriver, a loan officer with Premier Nationwide Lending, about the importance of credit and your credit score to the home buying process. To learn more about TSHAC and our programs, visit tsahc.org. Thank you and have a great day.